listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Saturday, May 18th, 2019. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna. That's D-E-A-N-N-A. I am broadcasting from the rainy Chicago suburbs, and it's really pouring, at least in my part of the neighborhood. Thanks for joining me today at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, where you will discover numerous resources, and also visit ScreeningSandyHook.net. If you wish to ask questions or make comments during the program, email comment at Spingola.email. If you inadvertently add an S at the end of comment, it will still get to me. You may visit our mostly toll-free chat room at spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the last hour of the program at 800-313-9443. If you wish to review past programs and discover the many wonderful guests that I've had the honor of interviewing, please visit spingola.com and click on the radio schedule button on the left side of the page. My guest for the first hour today is Geraldine Perry. She is the co-author of The Two Faces of Money and Climate Change, Land Use and Monetary Policy, The New Trifecta. She recently wrote an article, came out in April of this year, titled Word to the Wise, Beware the Green New Deal, which of course reminds us of the New Deal from FDR. Anyway, Jerry, welcome to the program. Jerry, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can, thank you.
Oh, okay.
Thank you so much. Well,
I'm wondering what my voice didn't work this morning either. So, but anyway, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Oh well, I'm so happy to have you on the program. We haven't seen each other for such a long time. It's been wow. We need to get together and have lunch with our friend, our mutual friend.
Right.
Yes. Anyway, this article that you wrote at the Dissident Voice, and people can subscribe to the dissidentvoice.com, is kind of scary. But we don't want to be scared. We want to be proactive, right?
Yeah. It's also at Global Research and some other site that somebody contacted me and asked if they could post it. So it's other places, too.
Oh, I'm certain it is. Absolutely. Given the nature of the article and your scholarship, people will gain a great deal by reading this very comprehensive article. And that's what I like about you. You're very comprehensive. You include all of the everything. You just include everything in your articles, and I really appreciate your scholarship.
Well, thanks. Some people would prefer, I think, if I kept it shorter. So maybe somebody out there who is a writer can write a little abstract or something. I'm not good at that.
Well, no, I think that people, I think you've done an excellent job, and I don't see how anybody, I tend to be a little, I call it redundant, but I tend to be a little wordy. And I appreciate other people who are not redundant. I'm not saying you're redundant, but you include all of the facts
And, yeah, I kind of go global on things.
Well, I think it's good that you do that, because it isn't just about a particular place. It's about a lot of things, and you've covered it incredibly well. And so I really appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, would you like to talk about it? Just give us a little. Now I'm asked, after talking about all the facts and everything, could you just give us a brief, brief view of what the Green Deal is, and how, who created it, when it was created, and for what purpose?
Well, the Green New Deal, I traced it back to having a birth of sorts with Thomas Friedman. One of the things that prompted me or goaded me into writing this, I hadn't planned it at all, was the fact that, you know, all of a sudden we're getting all this stuff about, you know, the Green New Deal is, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. Just like in January, it just popped all over. And then you had that brand new Congress headed up, I guess, by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Mm-hmm.
So with, you know, some of her things, and I was getting, I belong to what I'm calling a farm parity research group, and a couple of the people were bringing that up, and I'm saying, whoa, because I read what she submitted as legislation. I said, this does not sound good to me at all. You know, it sounds a little bit like Agenda 21 stuff. Because I've been following it. I wrote a little bit about it in climate change on my website, Health Advantage, The Health Advantage.
Right.
I think that's what it is.
I'm sorry, I didn't talk about your websites. But
oh, that's all right.
I will post those in the chat room.
Okay. Well, I've been following, like I've had articles that have been up there for years. It's a real old website. It's not good formatting. So don't be disappointed if you do go visit it. But Codex, okay? So I've got an article there, or a page, called Beware Codex, the Codex and Free Trade Trap, all right? And so I talk a little bit about Codex in the climate change book and how it's a plan for global domination, a one world order, if you will. And the Codex started actually, I think it was in 1962 or something, and it operated through the Food and Agricultural Organization and the World Health Organization of the United Nations. Okay, so a lot of people seem to, especially those on the left, and I am on the left, or I used to be. I don't know where I'm at right now. But a lot of people have faith in this United Nations stuff. But the more you delve into it and you find out, well, the United Nations was, and you learn about agriculture, I think, is the big part that got me really starting on saying, well, I think I got to write something about this Green New Deal stuff and why we should think twice about it.
Right.
Because agriculture is one of the first places where the takeover begins. You know, it's the old feudal system that, you know, there's only a few lords that have a right or the knowledge, the wherewithal to manage the world's resources and land. They should own all the land. And it's been a part of philosophy forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pertinent to what we were doing, but of course this article took me a little longer than a rebuttal to my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I entered it later, and of course, at least one of them was a little shocked, and they're still a little bit reluctant to consider what the Green New Deal really is all about. But I went into it pretty thoroughly to try to show the scope of it and the impacts that it's having on our legal system, everything from A to Z. And so I guess that's basically why it turned into, you know, I gave a little bit of the history, and I tried to go in chronological order, which I usually do. I usually try because it seems to put the facts, although we could have started with the Council on Foreign Relations and their policy-making body that they called the Council on Economic Development in 1942, I think. They wrote their first policy manual, whatever it's called, that basically was a kind of a long-range policy towards agriculture, which involved liquidation of the family farm, contrary to what the Constitution was set up to protect. Mm-hmm. And then they kept writing more. By 1962, they had something. It was a rehash of the previous renditions of this policy called an adaptive program for agriculture. So that's really where my interest comes in. But it goes way beyond that because you've got, you know, agriculture, what they want to do is take over all the land, get us to eat only plant-based foods because why? They can grow these foods with computers and robots, you know, and technology. These thirsty annual crops that ruin the soil, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that involves 5G technology, you know, it and smart growth and smart cities because the adaptive program means let's get the farmers off the land and into the cities. So, you know, you have to stack them and pack them. So the whole thing is, you know, basically together as a one world order plan. It's one of probably several, but it's the biggest one right now.
Well, a lot of it, too, started, as you mentioned, under FDR. And he had mm-hmm. a lot of economic programs and also farm programs. And mm-hmm. so right. It's been very incremental. But this young senator, she's 29. It would be interesting to know who backed her. I don't
right.
believe that definitely somebody
no.
backed her.
The only things I found out, and maybe some of your listeners would know more, but she, there was two groups. Let's see. One was Justice Democrats, and the other one was the Brand New Congress. And one of the two groups was started by this Cenk Uygur, mm-hmm. who had his own TV program on cable. I forget what it was called. He's had it for several years. He was, I think, a spokesman for CNN or some mainstream, more mainstream. Anyway, he's also got legal training, and there's a bunch about him, but they decided to start these two groups. And Justice Democrats actually admits to screening. How many candidates did they screen? 10,000 candidates to come up with
Whoa.
A quartet. Yeah. And there's a clip online on YouTube somewhere about that, about how they picked her out. So, you know, when I think it was Rosa Corey I quoted, she says, where is it here? Boards and commissions are chosen based on team players, blah, blah. These groups are the pre-screening groups for candidates for public office. They're the ones who get the donations at election time. Okay? And that's what's happening right now.
Right.
And they're being approached. You know, these candidates are being approached. Look, are you going to talk about this stuff? Look how wonderful it sounds. And they use all this doublespeak language. And on the surface, you know, a busy candidate saying, well, yeah, of course I'm for, you know, a cleaner environment and all of that stuff, whatever they push at you. And anyhow, it's a very effective way. We know, you and I know, that our elections have been, you know, manipulated for a really long time. In fact, it reminds me of that John Stockwell clip on YouTube where he's talking in 1980 or 83, he's talking about how candidates are pre-selected for the public, you know, digestion, whatever. And then they float out several different candidates and, you know, it's always going to end up being the one they've pre-selected. So you don't have to worry. And now, of course, we've got, you know, computerized voting and just lots of other ways to rig the election, along with this, you know, Justice Democrats mm-hmm. and Brand New Congress stuff. So it's really, really scary, I guess, is the bottom line. But that's what I found out about Cortez and how she was pre-selected. And does she know? I mean, she had to have been auditioned, if you will, for the part.
Right.
And it does seem, when you listen to her, she's got talking points. Just like, Deanna, do you remember, I think it was back in the 90s, you'd watch C-SPAN History, or where they were doing congressional talks, and these Congress people would be repeating, you could flip channels and see different congressmen repeating the exact same verbiage about whatever topic it was. And I did that on a regular basis. I'm thinking, I don't believe this. How can this be? But they're issued talking points through these video news releases and different methods for developing these talking points.
Right.
Anyway, it's kind of, you know, this last election in one respect, I think, was kind of good because I think a lot more people said no to the party line, to having a criminal for president, a provable criminal. So maybe that's helpful. I don't know. I guess time will tell.
Yes, it is really unfortunate, and it is incredible that, as we said, incrementally, and given the her backing and the number of people that they had to go through to find just the right person, she's 29 years old, and right. And certainly the media will make the most of this, have made
yeah,
the most of it.
And everybody just follows along. Oh, yes, Cortez, the greatest thing since sliced bread. And she's cute
right.
to boot.
Yes.
Well dressed for a waitress.
Yes. And but she's saying all of things that with power and the finesse that will get the attention. She's brand new in Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And what other young well, of course, Congress is all, as you said, they're all handpicked to follow the agenda that was laid
right.
out years ago, decades ago.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's amazing that there's such such a capacity and drive to lay out these plans in such detail that, you know, for the ordinary person, this is just totally too hard to believe. So I used to say, you know, well, Deanna, and you were like my friend from childhood. She's my late friend. You know, it's better to hand people a teaspoonful at a time so that they can digest what it is they're hearing or seeing. But boy, is that hard to do.
Yes. Because, as I was reading the article, I was also thinking about other people who have in with the best intentions, the very
right.
very best intentions,
right.
have written about the destruction and the misuse and everything else that is going on in the environment, and it plays.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, it does play into what we're talking about, because it's pretty sickening when you think of the destruction that is occurring,
mm-hmm.
of the rivers and the Gulf of Mexico and all the fish are dying and the oil, and it's a mess.
Right.
It's plastics all over. And of course, you're not going to take care of that problem by banning straws in
mm-hmm.
one state. But yeah.
But
whatever.
We think we can. Hubris.
it is a very, very sad state of affairs, because it just plays into what they're trying to accomplish.
Right.
And I hear the music. We will be back in 3 minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Thoughts with you and me. Starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest the first hour today is Geraldine Perry. She's the co-author of The Two Faces of Money and Climate Change, Land Use, and Monetary Policy: The New Trifecta. Her recent article at dissidentvoice.org is titled "Word to the Wise: Beware the Green New Deal." And her websites, thehealthadvantage.com, and of course the twofacesofmoney.com. And please do visit her sites and please do read the Green New Deal, because I think that many of us, well, some of you all out there might get fooled into thinking, oh, finally, we're going to clean up the environment and everything's right. Going to be wonderful. And, right. And, oh, gosh, it's about time that somebody did this. When, in fact, you have to look at who made a mess of the planet to begin with are the same people who are paying for the Green New Deal. So that is a little bit of it's pretty questionable. when you find out who's paying for this and who's behind it. Same people who made a mess of it are now coming along and saying, oh, we've got to take control of the situation. And it is funded by the big banks who fund those really, really, really big corporations that move offshore and dirty up other country, dirty up the environment in other countries. And that's a lot of the reason why they move offshore, because we do have we have retained some laws here, laws, not too many, but the corporations, of course, have the option of moving offshore and destroying the labor force here, so that people now have to flip hamburgers or whatever it is they're doing. Okay. Oh, well, that was my rant.
Pretty good one.
But it's pretty true. That's, yeah. It's just a very sad state of affairs. And good people can believe really harmful things. Well-intentioned people can believe bad things, is what I should say. They can believe in things that are really, really bad for the country.
Right, and I bet it gets back to language, right, Deanna? I mean, the skillful method by which these alternate definitions or the language has been massaged.
Oh, basically. Absolutely.
It's so slippery. You know, you hear one thing and it's really about another. And then the way the one thing I think I didn't bring out in here, but you talked about it, was the Delphi technique, and they've got a new one that they use. I forgot what it's called. They use algorithms or whatever on the internet to create the same kind of consensus thinking.
Right.
You know what that is called?
Consensus thinking. It's
Delphi, and then there's a new one, an updated version of it. Mm-hmm. I found that, but I didn't put it in the article.
Right. Consensus thinking is people don't want to stand out. They don't want to stand out. The children in a class, they don't want to be the only one to raise their hand and say, I don't believe that. People want to be, we're herd animals. We're herd.
Right.
That's the way that we have been indoctrinated, is to all believe the same thing, because that is what the government schools put us through. That is how they program us to accept things that are really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I like about your article, all your articles are like this, your work is very well sourced. You have all of these links in your article that where you can go and look at the United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development Program. You mm-hmm. can go and you reference Technocracy News, which talks about the bill. You reference all these things, including
right.
yes, the
just
whole
to make
program.
It harder to refute. You know, if you can say it makes it harder to say, oh, I don't believe in Agenda 21. Well, it's right there, because there used to be articles written about it. You know, oh, that's just some rant of somebody. And it's, no, it's on their website. Go look at it.
Right. Right, and that's the reason people have citations in their books. That's the mm-hmm. reason they have links in their website. And, of course, you also say, agenda. It's no longer really even Agenda 21. It is mm-hmm. now Agenda 2030.
Right.
Yeah. So,
well, those are Agenda 2030 is the they've outlined the goals. It's like the way to implement all the stuff that was in Agenda 21.
And do we hear about this in the evening news? I don't think
right.
so. We
I know nothing about it. Nothing at all.
From a train.
You hear about Cortez, though, so they can put
yes.
a flash a picture up of for her. And you see all these little children, these cute little children carrying, you know, support the Green New Deal stuff. Oh, my God.
Right. It's little children. We have a break. So okay. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest is Geraldine Perry, and we are talking about an article that she wrote at the Dissident Voice. And the title of that article is "Word to the Wise: Beware the Green New Deal." And somebody posted something in the chat room that's very interesting. Is that something about the Sierra Club? And if you do a background check, which I've done, on all of these same types of entities, you'll find that they are funded and staffed by the very same people who are promoting Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and all of those goals.
Club was, I think, I started another page called Pondering Climate Change. So in that, I've got a lot of links again. It starts out with geoengineering, but I include a link to the guy, Tim Ball. You've had him on as a guest, have you, Dina? Or did I hear about him from you? Okay, well, he wrote a book about the biggest deception ever about climate change. And he's basically talking about, you know, what I put forth in my book. But this other guy, the head of Greenpeace, former president of Greenpeace, critiqued this climate change mantra. What was his name? Anyway, he started it, and it's the article is in Technocracy, News and Trends.
Oh, okay, right.
Former president, Patrick Moore, that was his name. And I used to try to talk about it on our little discussion boards we had way back in the day, and mm-hmm. It was like, you know, oh, he's a traitor, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just read what he's saying. He's very logical, you know, it's like, and he gives, you know, at least some food for thought. And that's what I was trying to do on pondering climate change some more, because there's been more recent articles coming out questioning this climate change mantra.
Right.
In fact, one of them, scientific articles, one of them says we may have to rethink everything we know about climate change.
No kidding. And of course, they were practicing climate change during the Vietnam War. It was a big deal.
Yeah, my cousin actually said that they figured out that they can manipulate the climate during the Civil War, when the dust clouds would create rain. And it goes back further than that, because there was some book written in 1806 or something about this guy in England who was manipulating this little island with these antenna up in the air circling the island or something like that. Anyway, so I guess we just think we're willing to take on God, I guess.
Yes, take
for
on
what
me.
For what purpose though? That's another question. You know, what is the real purpose? Now, some of these guys, you know, do they really want to save agriculture or whatever? Probably. But that's not the way it works. And I found out about that. I mentioned Rosalind Peterson.
Oh, right.
Not in this article, but in climate change, because she had died. And this was back in the days of 9/11. I was just thinking of that. You know, 9/11, we had this bogus war on terror to scare the bejabers out of us all.
Right.
Now that's kind of taken a back seat, because now we have the world is going to end because of climate change in 12 years.
Right, 12 years. We only have 12 years. Gosh.
That's right. Oh, dear. It's pretty sad. Not that funny, actually. Gotta laugh, though, sometimes.
True. Very true.
But, you know, Peterson started her website, and she was involved in agriculture in California as part of her job. So, and then along comes this other guy, Jim Lee, but she had a lot of good documentation. A lot of people one of the things, she was the United Nations keynote speaker, in 2007, okay, and then she used that presentation in colleges and universities, but it wasn't enough to overcome all the money, you know, and all the propaganda that's come out, you know, with Clinton. He had that multi-million dollar grant to write that book, and then Gore wrote the
right, yeah.
And then they have, through Ikley, they have another program for sustainability or whatever. And all these books are going into universities and, you know, all of these places where government planning offices, that's why we're seeing it. And and the money, that was a multi-million dollar grant. Rosalind Peterson didn't have that multi-million dollar grant, you know. But she did garner enough attention to get a place at the United Nations
Which
in 2007.
Amazing.
It is amazing. And there's some groups that I follow. I'm not really good at Facebook, but I don't even know how I'm following them, but I would get emails from them. And then I would say, well, you know, rethink this Green New Deal stuff and this climate change stuff, and then point them to either my article or what I was putting together on my website for and they would say, well, one responded, well, I work for the UN, some organization, and that's our job, is to protect the indigenous, you know, global south people and their small agriculture. And it's like, wow, that is not the overall thrust of the UN. You can see that just through Codex in 1962.
Right.
And then, you know, then they've just gotten their wheels greased a little bit better through this Earth Summit that they called it, with Maurice Strong up at the...
Oh, right. Yes. Can't forget about that pile of garbage.
So, I don't know. One of your listeners did send me a copy of books. I wanted to give a shout-out for Nikki Raponic's book.
Oh, yes, yes.
I forgot the name of it right now, but I haven't read the whole thing. But if anybody's interested, she's got some interesting parts at the back. I thought some of her history was good, and I want to double-check and go, you know, do my own research. That's how I roll. But at the end of it, she's got some segments that I think, you know, even if you don't read the whole book, just read some of that. Like, she's got Big Mother's Double Tongue Dictionary in there, and it talks about these words like consensus building and, you know, communitarian. She's got the doublespeak that's involved in these. Then she gets into what you can do as an ordinary citizen, and it's a bunch of suggestions. Not like you have to do them all, but you know, it depends on your own community. And I provided a little bit of help too. I said, I think to find out if your town has any of these plans. The problem is that the verbiage changes. They change the names of these organizations. They change, you know, the names of what they're doing. So that's one of the problems. But if you Google, I think it's Climate Action Plan, it's in the article, with your town, you can find, you know, what might be listed under your town. But Nikki also gives some ideas, questions for political candidates, how to look out or root out Local Agenda 21, and a survey. So I thought that was really helpful. And I liked Rosa Corey's Behind the Green Mask. I guess Rosa Corey and Nikki got in a bit of a tiff, but I like both of them. Anyway, I like Rosa Corey because she tells an extremely personal story, what happened to her. And it's kind of, it gives you a clue of, you know, so what she wanted to do was run for the city council. And she came up against a brick wall. And the way she got it done was she had about four other people who managed to be able to afford printing out, you know, the few thousand flyers each that they could. And then each of them walk the neighborhood, house by house, distributing these flyers. And that's how she got elected. They did it not once, but several times. That's how Dennis Kucinich got elected, the same way, when he was Lord Mayor of Cleveland. So so basically her thing is it does work, but then she talks about the walls that she was running into. So she gets into the Delphi technique and some of those things. Delphi technique.
Right. There used to be a book, I have a copy of it somewhere, The Devil's Dictionary. And this has really been going on for a very, very long time. And I'm reading some of the comments in the chat room. Weather warfare has been a part of a government program for a very long time. It was actually passed in Congress, and you mentioned Dennis Kucinich, who kind of revealed this. Didn't he reveal the weather modification
and he
and
had
warfare?
A preservation of space bill. Yeah, he had a preservation of space bill. It was... it's posted now at the Federation of American Scientists, who refused to support him. He was using, I know the person that helped him write that bill, or knew her. And the first time it came out, all of the health people were real excited about it, because it wasn't as, the second version was watered down, and she told me, Carol told me it was because Congress wouldn't support him, so they tried to water it down. So I guess maybe there's a lesson in there somewhere about watering things down. But anyway... it's really a short bill, and in that, he bans chemtrails. He says chemtrails. I guess you're not allowed to say chemtrails anymore, but he bans chemtrails specifically, laser, all kinds of exotic weaponry, including laser weapons and dues. He's got a list up there. and then it gets watered down a little bit more. The first one was, I think, 2001. And Bob Fritakis, you remember him from Ohio?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, he had a clip on that he put on YouTube, and he says that that's the reason that Kucinich wasn't allowed to get anywhere because of that, you know, what he put forth in that bill.
They threatened him, too. They threatened his brother or did bodily harm to one of his relatives, didn't they?
Really? Yeah, I remember. I think I heard you saying that. I know one of the things his wife posted, I always knew that he was, there was an assassination attempt made on him when he was boy mayor of Cleveland. I thought there was one. And he was interviewed on Fox News about 2 years ago, and his wife posted it because it was revealed there was actually three assassination attempts when he was boy mayor of Cleveland.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and the one that I knew about, he was supposed to do a photo op, you know, out in the front, kind of like Blagojevich did, but he was going to do a photo op about, you know, don't put your money in the banks, blah, blah, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he was up in his office. Now, he's 31 years old, I think. He's up in his office ready to do this photo op, and he had an ulcer, no surprise, mm-hmm. and it exploded, and there's blood all over the place. They carried him out on a stretcher out the back
dear.
Way. Yeah. So that's the one I knew about, and I tried to post it on my Facebook page, but again, I don't use Facebook too well.
So, I don't use it.
I'd rather not. What is it? What should we call it? A spy book?
Right. Yes. That,
or something.
Right. All of these people are posting all of these personal things. They're just laying out their life so everybody can see, including the people who began Facebook to begin with.
Right.
My gosh. They don't need to spy on people. They don't need to make the effort to spy on people. All they have to do is go to their Facebook page.
Right, and there's all these data collecting bases. You know, like I think that sure. new one in Utah. Have you ever seen a picture of that? How big it is?
Fusion Center. Mm-hmm.
Is that the there's fusion centers all over.
Right.
They built this big data collecting base, new one in Utah.
Right.
It's huge.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know. Excuse me.
One only has to look at climate, and I grew up in California, and the state is a huge mess, deliberately
right.
so.
Yeah.
They're not allowing, they're worried about some dumb little salamander over the life of farmers and their ability to grow food.
Right.
And it used to be that California grew the majority of the food that was used throughout the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Florida grows things also, of course, and other mm-hmm. places. But California was the nation's main supplier. And mm-hmm. you knock out California, and of course, then there's going to be the situations. Oh, we have to have imported food because California can't grow this anymore. They were knocking down, pulling out all of these orchards and all of these crops, and it just made me sick. It just made me sick.
That Green New Deal and environmental protection. I wrote another article at Dissident Voice. What the heck was it called? It was about land use. So
right.
it was at the time that the Malheur thing went down with the Bundy brothers. So the Bundys in Nevada, the father.
Right.
Before that time, before, what's his name, Lavoie Finicum was killed up in Oregon.
Right.
Well, so they use this tortoise or whatever that's on the Bundy Ranch, and it has to do, all of it has to do with land use. And they figure out all sorts of ways to get the rancher or the farmer off the land.
Right.
And they're ruses. They're basically, you know, ruses. So there was a lot of minerals in Malheur,
right.
Uranium 1 being one of them. And I looked on the map. So that article has a lot of sources, too, in it. But this is...
I'm sorry. They're doing the same. They did the same thing in Colorado with the ranchers.
Hagee. The Hagee Ranch? Yeah.
No.
And he's got a really good book on that.
All the ranchers.
Right. Oh, yeah.
They've destroyed. In fact, ranchers constituted the highest suicide, highest rate of suicide in the whole country. The ranchers and you, when you go out of business in one place, you can move, but you can't move 1,000 herd of cattle and start fresh somewhere because you're tied to the land, the same as farmers. Well, ranchers have the same situation. And so they
To the leader of this farm parity group, Randy Cook, he says that he is a farmer, and he says that there's going to be a lot more. They've had to open up new call lines for farmer because there's so many farmers that are committed in suicide. And he said it's going to get worse now with the way these loans are structured for farms.
Right.
Because I had made mention of Wisconsin. That's where I get raw milk, you know, from high-fat Guernsey cows and all of that.
Right.
But Wisconsin, there was in the. And this was reported. Is that the music coming in?
Yes. So we'll be back in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Be right back.
Being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
All righty, we are back with our guest, Geraldine Perry, and we're talking about Word to the Wise, Beware of the Green New Deal. It's really a must-read article, and hope that that you will go through it and click on the links, read the source material. It's all there.
I'll therefore you read.
Yeah, there's some other stuff I could have included, but maybe we'll leave that to some other writer.
Maybe.
But basically, it is an agenda to control everything on the planet, including us.
Yeah, they already do, for the most part. Mm-hmm. People, in fact, I had a friend said to me, "Oh, I don't care if they listen in on my phone calls. I'm not doing anything wrong. Why should I care?"
Right. Yeah.
Which I was just appalled that she would even think that it was okay.
Yeah, because they can use all sorts of things against you. I mean, that's the first thing.
Sure.
People don't realize, you know, it takes a phrase out of context, or that's how they entrap all these poor little schmucks.
Right. and of course, that's what they do. And the people who don't go, the people in Congress and the Senate, are put in situations where they can be blackmailed if
right.
they don't
That's being polite
comply.
About it, yes. It's very polite
yes.
about it.
Right.
Very bad
right.
situations.
Yes.
So they're yeah. And then the other half of them make money off of going with the party line. You know, that's why they... I was telling somebody, I don't know if you ever heard of this, but those committee chairs, like Dianne Feinstein's committee chairman, mm-hmm. they actually are paid for, like hundreds of thousands of dollars they pay
sure.
To get those chairmanships.
And then these people go to Congress thinking that they're going to make a big difference.
Right.
They get there, and it's that consensus thinking again, except
mm-hmm.
the one person that we talked about at the beginning of the program, she didn't go to Congress telling people that she's going to do something good, but she's already locked in and is already very compliant. But those who aren't...
She's got a handler. I forgot what his name was.
She's got a handler.
But I think it's from... He's her chief of staff from Justice Democrats.
Wow.
I forgot his name.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So he probably hands her the script.
Sure. And she's just a very good reader and a presenter. And
mm-hmm.
But no one that goes, well, all the lobbyists. Oh, my gosh. The number of
yeah.
lobbyists that,
right.
and the regular citizen, the regular resident, the voters, they don't
mm-hmm.
have any lobbyists because.
No. And a lot of times this is deliberately kept from us. We don't see this coming until it's too late. And we're waking up and we're saying, this sucks. You know, look at the, a lot of the pollution is coming from agriculture, by the way. I mean.
Well, yes, the runoff and the pig manure and everything else.
Right, the
sure.
capital operations, foreign-owned capital
yeah.
operations.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
All that other stuff. Oh, Jerry, it's been wonderful talking with you. We have to do this again really soon.
Yeah. Over lunch,
feel
maybe.
Feel free to stay on and join with our next caller, who I believe.
Okay, I'll try for a few minutes.
Okay. All righty. We'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.